2, 1, begin transmission.
Ho ho ho, 715, that is of course 517 backwards, but none of that information is important, not at all. The time now is 1930 UTC, and that, my friends, is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm drinking a little Dahong Pao today, but that's the last of that leaf. We're going to be switching over to Jinjin Mei later today, here in about, I would say another hour. Maybe a little bit less. These are just estimations. I'm not, getting into any deep science here. At least not when it comes to drinking my tea. If I want to do deep science, I want to go to the randomly generated numbers, because nothing says deep science like the numbers lady. So, hey numbers lady, give us some deep science. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 110, number 920, number 931, number 936, number 944. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, numbers lady. Everybody loves numbers lady. So let's drink some tea in celebration of the numbers lady. Yeah, yummy, delicious tea. Pour it into the cup, and let's give it a drink. Oh yeah, it's good. It's really good, but it's really weak, because this is like the eighth infusion of these leaves. But it's still great. It's still great. And after I'm done drinking this, I will take the leaves, and I will put them aside so I can make iced tea out of the leaves later. And then I'm going to make some Jinjin Mei. And I'm going to drink Jinjin Mei all day and all night. And then I'll save those leaves to mix them with the Dahong Pao leaves. And then I'll have this crazy, unbelievably yummy, delicious blend that tastes like magic. Ooh, it's so magical flavored. Oh, yeah, I do love drinking tea. It's so good. Oh, yeah. It is very magical. It's a magical taste treat. Oh, it's so good. It's not even funny. Whoa, do I got a hum? Oh, it doesn't even matter. Who cares? Well, it occurs to me, this is Sunday, isn't it? Yes, it is. What were we doing last Sunday? We were playing with the bleep drum. It goes click, click. It also goes chack, chack, chack. It also goes thunk and clap and tick-a-tack. Do-do. 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 Give me a beat. Mm. Let's run that beat through the ring modulator. Let's get it back to normal. And now, how do we run it in reverse again? I think it's shift play. Yep, that's how you do it in reverse. Now how about some ring modulator in reverse? Hey, that's not my ring mod. Where's my ring mod? Yeah, that's how you create drum beats. Oh, isn't that fun? Well, yes, of course it is. Okay, I'm done. No more effects processor for today. I guess I can work on wacky effects projects later. That'll be fun. So what are we doing now? Well, if you heard yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you know that I was getting up to some weird stuff, and I was out running around outside looking for bottles. Well, I used up all the bottles, and I went to look for some bottles in some other places, and I found a whole bunch. I found like more than a dozen bottles altogether. And I want to go out and look for bottles again today, but we can't because it is super windy. It is crazy windy. And when I first woke up a little bit over an hour ago, it was bright and sunny, and I was going to go out and take some photographs, but now it's all clouded over. The wind is blowing so hard that, yeah, we cannot do anything outside, and it is overcast. It's getting dark. And I'm thinking it's going to rain. It's just under 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And it looks like rain is coming any second. Oh, hi, baby. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. Didn't know you were there. Pippa has arrived. She thinks we're going to... Here. You want to look out the window? Here, I'll open the door for you. Put the bucket there so you can see outside. So now my cat is enjoying looking out the door. Isn't that nice? Yeah, it smells like rain, doesn't it? Yeah, you should see Pippa's face. She's got her eyes squinty and she's just smelling stuff. So anyway, I wanted to go look for more bottles today. Because I did find a bunch more yesterday. And I know that if we could just go to OPPD, we could find a bunch because we always find a few there. And what bottles am I talking about? Little bottles. Little airplane booze bottles. Specifically, what I really am looking forward the most are the Fireball Whiskey. Not really whiskey. It's actually just schnapps. The little 50 milliliter bottles. Because these are just perfect size. They're flat. But any little booze bottle will do. And so I've been using... I've got like three hip flasks, a 100 millimeter Fireball whiskey bottle, three 50 milliliters Fireball whiskey bottles. Then I've got four other 50 millimeter bottles that I think one of them was vodka, one of them was schnapps. Anyway, what am I doing with these bottles? Well, if you listen to yesterday's show, you know I'm making some weird stuff. I'm making these weird... specimen bottles. These are bottles that have what appears to be biological samples of alien life forms or life forms from a different dimension or possibly some kind of voodoo magical truly grotesque stuff, because some of these have little tentacles in them, and I figured out how to make good like suckers for tentacles, and some of this is just... it's absolutely gross and disgusting. And it's all, you know, perfectly safe and natural. You could eat this. You wouldn't want to. Polycrystals are involved. But I've got the craziest stuff going here. And I've still got Okay, so how many do I have? How many completed bottles do I have? I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Wait, am I learning how to count? No, I've got 8 completed 50 milliliter bottles. These are all bottles that I have found on the ground. And most of them were found yesterday. Only like 2 of them weren't. And these are just disgustingly gross. I have outdone myself. I've done something amazing. Well, yes, don't you think so too, Pippa? Yes, aren't I just the most amazing human being on all of the human planet Earth? Oh, no comment. Oh, I think I know what you want. Do you want some kitty water? Do you want some kitty water in your kitty water cup? Is that a yes? No, she hears birds
other
now.
Other tobe.
All right, so. Well, let's turn on the water. Let's get some kitty water for my baby. And that way my kitty won't be so thirsty. Here's some kitty water for you. Yes, it's so delicious. Don't step on the microphone cable, please. All right, so I've got those 8 50 milliliter bottles done. Capped, ready to go. I've got a glass, a really nice, what was in here? Oh yeah, PC board etchant. Nice 50 milliliter bottle that I'll use. That's still empty. I've got 2 bottles that I'm working on right now. One of them is one of those little wine bottles, and it's almost done. I really just need to cap it. What is this, 150 milliliters? What's the volume on these little bottles? Don't I have some laying around here somewhere? Oh yes, of course. I've got some way up here in this cabinet where it's almost too high to reach. Oh, I managed to reach it. What is the volume of this bottle, he says angrily. Aren't you supposed to clearly mark it on the bottle? 187 milliliters. That's stupid. You can tell that it's something else for Americans. Anyway, got one of those almost done. I've got a... What was in here? Vodka. This is a vodka hit flask. This was 200 milliliters. This one's brandy. This one's got something in it, but it's not done. This is going to be one of the big ones. Then I've got another plastic bottle upstairs. I think it's a 150 or 200 milliliter vodka hip flask. That'll be something. Ooh, I forgot I've got those old olive oil bottles. Those could be something. I got another couple little wine bottles. I've got these little tiny squat short mustard bottles that I've been saving forever. And then I've got all of these damn... I've got all these damn salsa jars that could really turn into some kind of cool alien laboratory specimen jar. So once I perfect my technique and everything, we can do that. But I also need some more raw supplies. Am I going to be going out today to get more supplies for my wacky, sick-in-the-head art project? I don't know. I was hoping it would be sunny outside today so I could go out and get some photos of these bottles. I did manage to take 2 photos earlier. Once I got 3 bottles completed, I took some pictures of them, but yeah, it was dark and overcast and I couldn't get any good light. And I don't know, pictures I don't think are going to do these things justice to begin with, because this is some twisted stuff. This is freak show stuff. This is stuff that you would see at the circus. Oh, it's good. I've really outdone myself.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Well, not right
not
this
just
minute.
Just this minute.
Yeah.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny.
Yeah, sure you are.
Me love you long time.
Long time.
You
How much?
Gonna?
Yeah, we might party.
$15 to Buku. For both of us? Yeah, it's never going to get old. Yeah, great. So now that we have that out of the way, we can go to the damned, because I need some Captain Sensible. Beautiful. That was, of course, The Damned with their version of Alone Again Or, which is a song originally by Love, if memory serves, and I love that song. And, oh, it's just so great. Love that version. And if you ever watch the version, if you ever watch the video, you will get to see Dave Vanian dressed up, no, not as his usual vampire self, but more as a mariachi. So Dave Vanian, is he the first person to ever be a vampire and a mariachi? Is he a mariachi vampire? It's possible. When did that song come out? That was late 80s, like 87. So I'm thinking nobody else in the world has ever been a mariachi and a vampire. Oh, wait. Except for Antonio Banderas, who has played a mariachi in all the mariachi films, and he was a vampire in, what was it? What was the vampire movie that he was in? Interview with the Vampire, I think. but he wasn't a mariachi vampire. He was just a vampire in the vampire movie, and he was just a mariachi in the mariachi movies. He wasn't actually ever a mariachi vampire, which is what Dave Vanian is. And what's Captain Sensible doing in that video? Anyway, if you hear children screaming, it's because I have all my windows and doors open. I'm just 3 or 4 meters away from my back door. Ba 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 ba, and I can hear my neighbor's kids yelling. I don't know which kids it is, but I also don't care. I also just don't care. So what's it going to be? More Damned? Yeah, I think that's the best idea here. Neat, neat, neat. That is neat, neat, neat. By the Damned. Very good. Very classic. Oh, I gotta stretch. I gotta get moving. I gotta do some stuff today. I gotta get food. I ate my last egg rolls. I gotta go get egg rolls. Do I need rice? No, I got at least a couple weeks worth of rice left. I gotta go to the grocery store and buy some food today. I'm not looking forward to it. It's gonna be a drag. It really is. And that reminds me, I ripped one of my gloves, so I gotta get a glove. Yeah, I got more gloves, so I gotta change my clothes. I gotta put on my hazmat suit, put on my gloves, put on my mask, drive to the store, and just to get food. Is it gonna be worth it? I don't know. Do I just want to sit around here and listen to stupid music instead? Yes, I do. Come on, Barbie, let's go shopping. Who wants to hear Barbie Girl by Aqua? Oh, too bad it doesn't want to work, huh? Jeez, how hard is it? All I want is for things to start when I press the start button. Am I asking way too much? Clearly, clearly I am.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Is it true that I love that song? Yes, it is. Now, you might think that's unusual. Tobe, you are some kind of musical aficionado. What are you doing loving that song? Okay, just hold on. Go back, listen to it 100 times. That's genius. They hit everything perfect. That is the most beautiful song ever written if you just want to get people going. Barbie Girl by Aqua. I love that song, and I have to listen to it every once in a while just because it's so funny. Oh, it needs to be updated. So let's take a vote right now. Who wants to hear me cover that song on my next album? Or even better, who wants to hear me do that one live? Because I think I could do it. I think I need to do that. I think I'm going to have to start programming some sequencers right now so that I can cover Barbie Girl. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. You know you want to. Every single day at 1930 UTC. Yeah, that's right. You've been listening to the Dubious Barbie Girl Let's Go Party Committee, a show that airs every single damn day, 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go party with Barbie and go grocery shopping.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.